How's things with you?
Yeah, same old, same old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't feel like going to work today, so I said I was working from home.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
Oh, just fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Getting ready for that next storm coming through Florida?
Yeah, they're not really saying it's going to do much.
We'll see.
We'll see. Exactly. It just needs to turn towards Texas again.
With the way my luck's going, probably hit South Carolina. And if this one gets named, it's Chris, so, you know.
Nice. See, there you go.
Should be my luck.
Yeah.
So did you get a chance to watch any of the Olympics?
I saw the opening ceremony live. Like in the afternoon.
Yeah.
From them on the boat until the ghost of Celine Dion appeared.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was different.
I've only seen clips of some of it. I saw the heavy metal Rain of Blood. I saw the Assassin's Creed guy running all over I guess it's Paris, right?
Yeah.
I saw people on poles. It seemed very French. Which,
yes,
you
it
know,
did.
Which, you know, explains a whole lot. But what do you think of the controversy of the opening Olympics? The opening show?
You mean the Christians who don't know history?
Yes, exactly.
And look at the ones who are complaining. It's like Candace Cameron, Rob Schneider.
Yeah, well, again,
it's like that's the best you could do.
It's the people that don't understand what the Feast of Dionysus is.
No.
And the fact that it wasn't the Last Supper. There were so many people. I cleaned out a whole bunch of people off of Facebook. That
yeah.
We're just going on and on about how it's against the Christian religion, and it's like religion. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Sorry.
Yeah, morons.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing they don't understand is it's like, so this the painting of the Feast of Dionysus was appropriated and redone as the Last Supper.
Right. Exactly.
So that's what Christianity did. They would, you know, pick things that they thought somebody would like and then
yep.
twist it.
Like Saturnalia and, you know,
yes.
Easter and all that bullshit. It's not Christian. There's a reason why there are Christmas trees in your house and it's not Christian.
Right. It's pagan.
It's pagan. And a lot of the stuff is taken from paganism. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the idiots here that want to go on and on, that's that fucking moron from Oklahoma that was like, we don't stand for that shit in Oklahoma. It was like, I'm sure that all the French people that were going to go to Oklahoma will now change their mind. It's like, what the fuck, man? Like, seriously.
Yeah, they're just idiots. That's all they are. This is the idiocracy.
It
hard
is.
At work.
It is. I don't know if you're out there listening and you haven't seen the movie Idiocracy, you really need to see it because it is what we're living in right now.
Yes.
Like it wasn't supposed to be a fucking like documentary. It was supposed to be a comedy.
Right.
And yet here we are.
And here we are.
So, yeah, I just wanted your take on that because I thought it was pretty funny.
It's, you know, people go after the dumbest things because they don't want to make a stand for something that's like actually important.
Well, I mean, what they think is important isn't nearly as important to everybody else.
Right.
You know, like this was going to be an attack on Christians because there's a worldwide attack on Christians or something. And it's like, well, no, it's an acceptance of all the other religions.
Right.
Like, and Christianity is not like the major religion on the planet. It's not, I don't even think it's the major religion in the United States. I still think there's more, oh my God, why am I blanking on that? Muslims. I think there's more Muslims in the United States than Christians.
Yeah, I would say you're pretty close.
Let's see. Christians. And now in America. Okay, Christianity is the largest religion in the United States, but
what?
It's still fucking, we're not a Christian nation, so.
Well, no, that's why they fled from England.
Yep.
Was to avoid being forced to follow a certain religion.
Yep.
I don't know. You know, I really hope there's another debate. And I just hope she flattens them out. Just give them a history lesson.
I mean, she's been doing pretty good so far. I mean,
she
I know
has.
You're
she's
not stand- on TikTok and shit like that, but
I'm
like,
not.
They are the idea that the Democrats once had of when they go low, we go high, has been tossed out the window. Which is
that needs to
which needed to happen, and she is right at the forefront. Okay, he doesn't like this. He doesn't like being called weird. Well, we're gonna call him weird every fucking chance we get. You know, him and his couch fucker fucking vice president, you know, J.D. Vance, who it's not even his fucking name.
I was gonna say it's not even his own. He made up that name.
Yep. Yep, he's a failed movie producer who was a Democrat, and when his movie failed, he was like, well, I'm just going to go and hang out with the Republicans because they'll give me money.
Sure enough.
Yep. So, yeah. I can only hope. Well, and I guess Kamala has said that if he doesn't show up to the debate, she just gets an hour of free airtime.
I think that'd be awesome.
And she's just going to lay out her plans. And the numbers are high now for her. I can only imagine that once people actually hear her stuff, that it's going to get even better.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit better than I did last weekend.
Yeah. I mean, so do I. And it's amazing what a week can do. You know, the ground support for her has been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Largest voter registration in like history for a single like day. They've done a couple of thousand like rallies without her at all of them, but like for her they had like Black Women for Kamala, Black Men for Kamala, White Women for Kamala, White Dudes for Kamala. Like there's a groundswell for her that I don't think has been seen in a very long time. I just hope it stays up.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's definitely energized everyone on both sides.
Yeah.
But now the other side is just showing how stupid they are. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Did you see that the former guy is going to have a victim's interview with the FBI over his shooting?
No.
Yes. He's agreed to do the victim's interview. I hope it's recorded and I hope they point out that there's nothing wrong with his fucking ear.
No, and there's pictures to prove it now.
Yep. Well, the picture from the day after when he was, instead of like...
Oh, when he went golfing?
Expressing his condolences. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know... You know, I would hate to think that it was set up, because people did get hurt and people did die. But
would you put it past him or any of his handlers?
No. And where the blood came from, I can't fathom where, like, why he had blood on his face. Because it doesn't look
maybe
like there was any.
Maybe it was in his shoe. Maybe that's why his shoe was off. Because he was pulling out the package of ketchup.
Oh, maybe.
Because when they took the picture of him with his fist in the air, there's no blood on his ear.
No?
Mm-mm.
I thought there was.
I don't believe so.
Okay. It just seems like he was down on the ground for long enough to where he was able to be like, I got to get up and I got to say something. And so he did the fight thing.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, and all the Republicans are like, well, they only said it's 2 centimeters. And it's like, do you understand how big 2 centimeters is?
Right.
I mean, I know we don't do fucking metric system in this country, but I use the metric system in 3D printing all the time. And I can tell you 2 centimeters is not a small thing.
Right.
Definitely would show up in fucking pictures, and it wouldn't heal in like 2 days. But, you know, unless he was sent by God, which is the next thing that they're going to fucking say. God healed his ear.
Well, he did. God saved him.
Yeah.
Didn't save the firefighter
the
who
firefighter.
Was protecting his wife and kids, but, yeah. You know, they saved him. Yeah, I have a very Trumpy cousin who I don't see all that often, particularly for that reason. And she had posted something this last Sunday when Biden dropped out.
Yeah.
About how, you know, they are buying all of this fake news and, you know, it's all made up and they knew this was going to happen and they can't do it. And it's like, oh my God, you don't deserve to be an American.
No.
And this is someone who was pregnant at 15.
Oh.
Her youngest daughter has 3 different baby daddies.
Nice.
And yeah.
But under the Republican plan, she'd be allowed to vote because she has kids.
Yeah, but see, she's also been on disability for years. And it's like, guess what? That's going to dry the fuck up.
Yep. Yep. People just don't understand.
Yeah, until it bites them in the ass. And they're like, oh, why didn't anybody tell us?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. So, yeah, what a week, huh?
Yeah. So they did, on a happier note, there was, we had Comic-Con this weekend.
Oh, was that going on?
Yes.
Oh, I hadn't heard anything about it.
Lots of announcements, lots of things going on in the MCU.
Yeah.
You know, they had their regular panels. I don't know if you watched any of them, but it was a really bizarre format this year.
Yeah.
Where they paraded the cast out, and then the person moderating the panel asked some really softball questions because, you know, it's Marvel and they're not allowed to talk about anything.
Right.
So it was like, you know, they brought the cast of the next Captain America film out, and it was like Anthony Mackie. Mm-hmm. What's his name? The kid that plays Peter Parker.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Tom Holland once joked that you didn't have a movie, and how do you feel about it now? And he was like, I have a movie. Like, it was really weird and really just like, why are you out here? They brought the Fantastic Four cast out, and basically it was like, all right, they got to go because they got to get on a plane back to England. It was very strange.
I saw some of the announcements. I did think it was funny that when the cast of the new Captain America was all on stage, and David Harbour comes in dressed as his character from what's it called? Thunderbolts?
No, that was the Thunderbolt panel.
Oh, there was a Thunderbolt panel?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and he showed up and he's funny. Like, you guys didn't get dressed?
Yeah.
But
I mean, there's some good potential there. I still don't know how I feel about RDJ.
So I've been watching some videos.
Obviously he's a whore.
Well, yeah. And I think the Dr. Doolittle thing spooked him.
Yeah.
I think well, yeah. And I think he was like, well, shit, like, did I give up something good? But yeah, so he's playing Dr. Doom, and I've watched a lot of videos on how that could be, and I guess there is a comic run where Victor Von Doom and Tony Stark shared a dorm room on an alternate Earth.
Yeah.
And there was some, during their time in college, there was some freak accident where they changed bodies.
It was Freaky Friday.
Kind of, yeah, but it never goes back.
Oh.
So he's stuck in Tony Stark's body.
Interesting.
But it's Victor Von Doom.
Hmm. So will it have Robert Downey Jr.'s voice, or will it have somebody else?
It should be
with
his.
A thick Bulgarian accent.
Well, it should be him doing an accent.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that was a little strange. Everybody went nuts when it was announced, but at the same time, everybody was like, well, how does that work?
Right.
You know, and I feel like the Russo brothers coming back for the Avengers films is the safe thing for Marvel. I think they know that, like, the Russos made them the most money, and, like, they probably backed the money truck up to their houses and were like, hey, you want to come back to Marvel?
Right.
You know, because we were basically sitting at the end of the MCU. I mean, I don't really see how, like, they could have gone forward without getting the old blood back.
I mean, I thought Eternals was, like, the death of the MCU.
Well, and it didn't really get better from there. I mean, when you look at all the stuff, it's like,
no.
You know, the Doctor Strange movie wasn't good, and, like, there's other things that happened where it was just like, wow, okay, we've run out of good ideas. And like the Thor film and like all the other stuff, but I mean, this could be a return to form. You know, the Captain America thing is more grounded than a lot of the other stuff, except for, you know, the big Red Hulk.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they're coming back to, like, you know, not so cosmic in some of the stuff. And I guess when they said they had found a replacement for Jonathan Majors, I guess it was Robert Downey Jr. Because that second...
Because Kang was becoming Doom?
Well, no, because the original title of that second Avengers movie was the Kang Dynasty.
Right.
And so now it's Doomsday. And so they just lifted one character for another and, like, made Dr. Doom the focal point and just, like, rejiggered everything.
By naming it after a DC character?
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know if DC had any announcements this week.
There was a Batman panel.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. Well, a Penguin panel.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I didn't really pay too much attention to it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched some of the stuff, and the announcements were always broken down into, like, I really don't care about trailers anymore. Like,
yeah,
first trailer, I'm fine. I probably won't watch anything else besides that. But, you know, the announcements were okay. I mean, we're still, like, several years out of any of this stuff happening, so.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Who knows?
I am excited to see the new animated Batman series.
It's got, like, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, and it has Minnie Driver as the Penguin.
Minnie Driver as the Penguin?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, there's a tiny little clip on Nerdist. But it's like, I can buy into that. Oswalda Cobblepot.
I'm sure that'll piss off the purists.
And what if it does?
I mean, there's nothing they can do about it.
That's right.
It's the future, people.
Times, they are a-changing.
Yep.
It's blowing in the wind. The new Deadpool movie did pretty good this weekend.
Yes, I saw it.
Did you?
Yes.
What'd you think? I have not seen it.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
It is... I'm going to watch what I say in case you want to see it.
Oh, I will see it, okay. But I'm not worried about spoilers because, I mean, if you turn on the internet, then you're going to see a bunch of shit.
Well, and that's why I went and I watched it, because I knew that if I had waited, a lot of the stuff. And my friend Scott, who saw it, was like, if I had known all of the cameos, it would not have landed the same way for me. I said, all right.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, which is why I'm being careful. But it's not only the introduction of Deadpool and Wolverine into the MCU and what that could encompass in the future, but it's also a love letter to Fox and all the stuff that led up to this movie. The cameos that they get for this movie is unbelievable. Like, the things that happen in this movie, I didn't see coming at all. And I didn't read anything. I didn't look at anything. I just went in kind of cold. I think I have only seen, like, the first trailer. Mm-hmm. And so I was very adamant about, like, not being spoiled about stuff. And when people show up, it's like, holy shit, really? It's an interesting film from that perspective, because it's not just bringing in, you know, Wolverine into the MCU, but, like, you know, they spend a lot of time in the void from, like, the Loki series. And not only is that riddled with cameos and Easter eggs, but, like, just the main cast is filled with cameos and Easter eggs. And it's like, wow, okay. It's done super well. And, like, there's a reason why it made as much money as it did, because it's super fun, and it's what a Marvel movie is supposed to be.
Oh, good.
So, you know, it doesn't get heady. It doesn't get, like, anything other than what it's supposed to be, which is a silly comic book movie with a guy that actually talks to the audience. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'll definitely see it at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll play hooky one day and go to the theater during the afternoon.
Ooh, out with the common folk.
Well, yeah, but if you go in the afternoon, there's nobody there.
Because they're all at the theme parks?
They're somewhere. I don't know where they are. I don't know.
Yeah, but you live in theme park world.
I do live in theme park world. I live in the free state of Florida, goddammit.
Did you go get your picture taken with the sun?
No, I have not been by the border.
Oh.
But yeah, God damn it, I can do anything the governor says I can.
I mean, I'm kind
of... We love him.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't set up, like, photo ops everywhere.
Yeah, you would have thought they would.
You know, he's got to compete with the theme parks.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised nobody died this week. I guess they all got it over with before Comic-Con.
There can be no deaths before Comic-Con.
That's right. You cannot withdraw until after the Republican convention.
There you go.
Okay, go for it. Yeah. Do you watch anything else this week? It's kind of a slow week.
All the stuff that I watch, you don't watch. So, like,
okay,
House of the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
It had their penultimate episode, and unlike Game of Thrones, nothing major happened in it.
Really?
Which is weird, but you know, I guess the big episode is next week, I think, because they haven't really laid any groundwork for anything, so I'm not really sure where they're going to go from here. Like, Matt Smith's character has just kind of been hanging out in a castle all season trying to raise an army by, like, screaming at people.
Nice.
Yeah. So, like, there was only one thing that happened of any consequence, and that was, like, two episodes ago. So, I don't know. I mean, I know they want it to be different than Game of Thrones, but this is a little bit too different. So, I don't know. I'm also watching Mayor of Kingstown, which is the
Jeremy Renner one.
Yep. Where he plays, yeah, like, a guy that's kind of the go-between between, like, the police and, like, criminals.
Sorry.
And I think this is the last season for that, too, so. But that's been pretty good. Other than that, it's, yeah, just all been, like, you know, YouTube videos and trying not to stare at screens a lot. And, you know, that kind of stuff. There's too much screen staring at work, so. Other than that, I've just been 3D printing stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been printing?
So, I am in the middle of, well, it's already been printed, but in the middle of painting a 9-inch tall Yoda bust.
Okay.
That is going to be donated to a charity auction.
Really?
Yeah, for domestic violence.
Okay.
A friend of mine that used to work with me at the place that I work now is organizing it. And so I sent him an email and I said, hey, I know the stuff I normally print is probably not appropriate, mm-hmm, since it's like weapons and it's a domestic abuse auction. Mm-hmm. So if I printed something like a Yoda bust, would that be okay? And so he went and he asked his boss and they were like, yes, please. That would be amazing. So,
well, cool.
It's printed out and I've decided, instead of painting it, because I don't have the skills to paint it like the actual puppet.
Right.
I took kind of, and it's only like the chest up of Yoda. And so,
yeah, a bust.
Yeah. So, I took some inspiration from the ILM fountain out in California.
Okay.
And so, mm-hmm, he's like metal colored. And then the little stand thing that he sits on is going to be black, and there's a Jedi logo in the beginning and in the front of him that's going to be painted gold. So it'll be a couple of colors, but
okay.
But yeah, so I've been doing that, you know, for charity.
Oh, for the kids.
For somebody.
For the mothers.
For the mothers.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be multiple bids on that.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how much it'll fetch. Like, you know, it would only be like, if I was to try to sell it on Etsy, it'd probably be like, you know, they sell those for like $90 to $100.
Right.
But I mean, it's something. I mean, whatever it raises will be go towards a good cause. So.
Yeah.
I figured, why not?
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, I try.
Being socially conscious.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, other than that, it's just been sci-fi weapons. I did do a another Wolverine cowl.
Yeah.
But this time I printed it in color instead of just like gray.
Okay.
And it turned out really well. So it's a little too small to put on my head, though. So I can't.
Oh. You gotta shrink your head.
It's for display only. If I could figure out how to shrink my head, I would. My big cranium. My giant noggin.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I've been rewatching Stranger Things.
Have you?
Because apparently I stopped watching halfway through season two. I remember season one.
Yeah.
And I remember Bob.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm two episodes into season four.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's been holding up.
Season four is the one with Eddie Munson, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because that dude is
now... I assume it's going to be the sacrifice.
Huh?
I assume he's going to be the sacrifice this season.
Well, you'll see.
Okay.
But he just, he's now Johnny Storm.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to rewatch that. I need to finish a bunch of other stuff. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
I'll take in the occasional Modern Family episode here and there, but
yeah,
it's kind of
not quite Big Bang Theory for me, but it's getting close now.
Oh yeah, well I gave up on Big Bang Theory. I don't know if I've even seen all the seasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean. I've blown through a bunch of stuff with like the kid, but like we've already talked about all that, like Cobra Kai and stuff.
Right. Well, there's some new stuff out there. I haven't started watching it yet, but Time Bandits looks interesting.
I don't know how you do Time Bandits without them being little people.
You do it with Phoebe from Friends.
Is she in it?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Really?
She's like the leader of the band of whatever they are. Time travelers.
Wow.
I think she's got a serious case of doing one character that was so popular and so unique that she just... anything else she does is just not going to be the same.
I don't know. Part of what made the original Time Bandits fun was the little people.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I can't picture them like doing this and it being any good. The main kid's real name is Kal-El.
Yeah.
Kal-El Tuck? Really?
He's of a certain generation.
My dad is a big Superman fan.
That's right. Maybe it's Calvin Ellard. And he just goes by Kal-El because it's much cooler.
Yeah, I doubt it.
No? All right.
Yeah, there's nothing
I'll
real
give it a
him,
shot.
But...
No. I'll give it a shot.
I mean, it might be good, but I don't really see. I don't know. And
well, you'll see plenty of Dinklage in the future. He's got a new movie coming out called The Thicket.
Well, his other movie got canned. The remake of Toxic Avenger.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, they got it. Apparently, it was unreleasable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure not because of him.
No, but you know, and you know, that seems on brand for, you know, Troma, but I don't know why they suddenly decided that it, I guess test audiences just like walked out on it or something.
Huh.
And according to this article, this kid is named after Superman.
Yeah, he should sue his parents. Just saying.
I mean, Cavill named his dog Kal-El, which is fine. It's a dog. But you don't name your kid that.
No?
No.
Well, you named the dog Indiana.
I named the dog Indiana.
That was pretty good.
Thanks. Thanks. As I get older, I turn into more Sean Connery. Some things in here don't react well to bullets.
Did you hear the controversy surrounding Mindy Cohn this week?
So what I heard was somebody had asked about a Facts of Life, I guess, reboot. And mm-hmm. she basically said that there was one person that was holding it up.
No, there was one person who went behind their backs and said, you should just make this about my character.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, it doesn't pay to read the Cliff Notes version.
No, no.
And so it's pretty well established that it's Liesl Wetzel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you there the day she showed up where we work?
Yep.
And she left her sunglasses and sent her husband back for them?
Yep. I mean, we had to put up with some real prima donnas there.
Back in the day?
Back in the day. And like the two that have always, well, the three that have always stood out was Regis Philbin.
Mm-hmm. Ass.
Liesl Wetzel and Star Jones.
I wasn't there for Star.
Yeah, like the three toughest days of that job was those three people, and it was like, it doesn't have to be. This is supposed to be fun.
Right.
And yeah, I just, as soon as I heard that there was an issue with one of them, I was like, oh, it's got to be her.
Right.
I mean, didn't she write a book about like beating your kid? Wasn't she the one?
I don't know. She was like in some strange religious thing. Like her husband was a pastor or something.
Yeah, well, she's real deep into the Christian shit now. But so she wrote a book.
But she was on Survivor Philippines.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
It's called Creative Correction, and I guess it's a biblical perspective and down to earth encouragement, basically to hit your kid. And it's like, well, that's a weird.
Well, that's why you have to have your kids, so you have someone to take it out on.
Yeah, I guess so. So yeah, I mean.
Oh, apparently she no longer operates from a fear-based, punishment-based mentality.
Because she got fucking screamed at.
Yeah. She's written 10 books on child rearing and finding Jesus.
Yeah. She wrote a book called The Facts of Life and Other Lessons My Father Taught Me.
Hmm.
She She was a suburban wife of a pastor and homeschooled her three kids. So you know.
That's immediately a red flag.
Yeah, exactly. But because she had some fame in the fucking 80s, her and fucking Kirk Cameron and Kirk Cameron's sister can all sit there and be outraged at shit.
Apparently her first husband was a pastor at the Church on the Way.
Oh.
In Van Nuys, California.
The church?
You know where they call it that?
No way.
Because when the Jewish people arrive, they go, oh, Van Nuys. Anyway.
Well, the Church on the Way is still in business.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I was worried.
There's a website for them.
I'm still upset that they took Mrs. Garrett over her. She would have gone right to heaven, right? Is that how it works?
I think so. So the church where her husband used to work is Pentecostal.
Hello.
Yeah. They emphasize the gifts of the Holy Spirit, specifically speaking in tongues, or scholars call glossolalia, as well as supernatural healing and other manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So these are the idiots that are like, don't go to the doctor, just pray for it to go away. Well, if you believe in God, why don't you think God put that doctor there to help you?
Right.
Oh, thank God that those people survived the surgery. Well, why don't you thank the doctor and the surgeon?
No.
And it looks like, so the pictures online, they want it to look like a mega church, but like, it looks like some old building. Then the signs on the building are actually like,
banners?
Like banners, yeah.
There's one of those churches down here on Highway 192 in a building that used to be a haunted house.
It could probably use that to their advantage.
I guess. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
Speaking of YouTube, have you watched any of the... Speaking of YouTube... Have you watched any of the vlogs by the kid who was the youngest kid on the middle, Atticus Schaefer?
No.
He looks exactly like he did then, except he's got a beard.
Okay.
And he like before they destroyed the Warner Brothers backlot, he would like take tours of like where the house was and
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Isn't it?
Does he have a condition? We're like...
You mean, is he a little person?
I guess. Was that something like in the show?
What, that he had a condition?
Yeah.
No, he was just awkward in the show.
Okay. I mean, he's got a ton of things where he's just eating in his car.
Atticus, well, that's where he lives now.
Atticus Schaefer eats Wendy's. Atticus Schaefer eats Taco Bell.
Yeah, I didn't say they were good.
All right, hang on. I got to figure out what's up with him.
His wiki says nothing about, oh, he has osteogenesis imperfecta.
Oh.
It causes fragile bones, and he's only 4 foot eight inches.
Okay. He's named after the lawyer in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Christian, of course.
because God made him that way.
No, that's. I mean, I've only watched a few of like the episodes of the middle, but I do remember
the
him.
The middle has some very clever writing.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay.
I will just say that.
Okay. I did hear about the youngest kid on ALF. Did you hear that story?
The one who just died?
Yeah. So apparently he had bipolar disorder and narcolepsy.
Okay.
And lived in Arizona, and one of those really hot days, they think that he went to go get some medication, got back in his car and fell asleep.
Forever.
And him and his dog passed away.
Aww, yeah, the dog?
Yeah. Yeah, really weird. So, if you read the tagline, going back to Atticus Schaefer, the tagline for his vlog is Deezen Dorby? Dobry? Deezen Dobry? My name is Atticus. I'm a Christian and tactical hobbit who enjoys a plethora of nerdy hobbies. With 18 years of experience in the entertainment industry, I'm currently building my own production company through content creation here on YouTube as well as Twitch. Most of my content is going to be surrounded around video games and gaming, but the content will also include vlogs and short films as well. I hope you enjoy my content, and if so, please like my videos. Jesus is king. And then he's got a bunch of things where he goes and he eats in his car. So... sure. There's a lot of
Deezen Dobry is good morning in Polish.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Atticus, he doesn't have much of a wiki page.
Atticus Schaefer, writer, actor, director.
Tactical Hobbit.
Tactical Hobbit. Whatever the fuck that means. I don't think the hobbits were Christians, though.
They weren't? Hey, for $45 you can get a cameo.
Oh god.
He did his last one today at 12:24 p.m. Very popular.
Who's getting him to do cameos? I guess fans of the middle.
Hello there, Jessica. This is Atticus Schaefer. It is so wonderful to meet you through this video now. Jason got a hold of me and he was telling me how much you guys love my show, The Middle, and especially my character, Brick. And Jessica, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being the amazing fan of my show that you are. You are so awesome. Listen, this video for you today is just a little bit of a pep talk. I want to give you some encouragement. I hear that you are a teacher, and oh my goodness, Jessica, you are a very rare breed of people. Being able to do what you want.
That's just creepy.
What the fuck?
That just says creepy guy next door, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's definitely throwing a creep vibe.
So stay tuned. Next week I'm going to have my first blog, John Eats at Del Taco. It's opening up right down the street. I plan on being the first one there.
There you go.
Get my taco on.
If you want to follow Atticus Schaefer on X, his handle
is...
why
would you want to do that?
I don't know, but it's at TacticalHobbit1.
Really?
Yep.
And what does he post on X?
I don't. Here, I'll click on it, even though I don't like X. But look through my followers list. I love seeing how many of you are my family in Christ. This may be a small page at present, but every one of you matter, and I want to thank you all for being you, all to His glory. And then he posts basically pictures of him in front of his editing computer with links to the stuff where he eats. And it looks like he's using a copy of Final Cut Pro to edit with. So, like, you know, he spent like $50 on the editing software. Oh, he already beat you to Del Taco, my friend.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We should. I'll do a side by side.
There you go. I don't understand. Like, if you're an actor and director, quote unquote, and a writer, why are you doing food vlogs?
Because he's hoping for a sponsorship.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, and so his Instagram has a bunch of... Okay, there's no way that he's been on this recently. His last post, does it say when this was? Was from 2015. So he's not active on Instagram at all. But he's on Twitter.
On Bitter?
Oh, I think he's a Republican.
Oh, he has to be. Nobody else wants him.
Jesus.
One of the people he follows is Elon Musk.
Well, I think Elon Musk made everybody follow him. But he's got a picture on Instagram from 2015 where he's got a picture of him looking at a giant picture of Ronald Reagan. And it says, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? So I guess he's a fan of Reagan, which would make him a fan of Republicans.
Yeah.
Which probably means he's a despicable person. No, I shouldn't say that. Not all Republicans are despicable.
I don't know. If you look at some of these pictures he's got on X, he's got creepy guy next door vibes.
Really?
And he's only 4'8". You think he like goes in disguise to like elementary schools and hangs out?
Probably. I think he'd shave his beard though.
You he's think?
Do that.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's Pakistani. Oh, internet, we love you.
Yeah. I mean, it just shows you who to stay away from.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
Wow. I mean, I was going to watch some of his videos, but maybe not now.
That's all right. I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Oh, God.
Or for the next big milestone in your life.
Oh, geez.
I'll get you a cameo from Atticus. What's his name? Atticus Finch?
Atticus Hobbit?
Atticus Schaefer. Atticus Hobbit. And you know the scary part is that the X handle Tactical Hobbit was already taken.
By who?
So he's Tactical by some kid. So that's why he's Tactical Hobbit 1.
Did you look up the other one?
I did.
And it's not him? It's not like another burner account?
It's Connor Parker Brock. And he's got two posts.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's got 8 followers. None of them verified.
Okay.
And he is not following Atticus Schaefer.
Oh. Poor Atticus.
Maybe he had a beef with Atticus Schaefer and he stole the handle before Atticus could get it. Because people are like that. Spiteful.
Okay, so I haven't been on X in probably a couple of years. And so I see that I have a notification that somebody's now following me. Some guy named Jamie Colliver, who is the owner of the Little Big World channel.
What? Oh. Really?
His... Oh, Little Big World is like a... some gaming thing, apparently.
Oh, I thought it was the thing about the midget family.
No. So this guy makes shorts based on video games, I guess. Where do these people fucking find me? What the hell? Why can't it be like some rich dude looking away to give away money? Why is it always these weirdos? God damn it.
Chris, you don't remember me, but I was married to Lisa Welchel. She was a bitch. So I'm leaving you all of my money. $17 pennies.
All you have to do is accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior.
Oh. Yeah. No thanks.
No. Keep it. Keep it. I don't need it. Oh, good times. All right, you got anything else for this week? Or are you done?
No.
No?
Kind of a slow week.
Yeah, it is. Didn't have any deaths. We didn't have any...
Nobody died.
Nobody died? What the fuck?
I know.
Maybe next week. Fingers crossed.
That's terrible. Somebody will die.
That's terrible. I take that back. Anyway. All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and YouTube and listen if you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
I'm more sad because I'm sad for souls.